It is great to be with you here on the Dan Gaffney program. The deadline has come and gone for Christiana Care employees to be vaccinated for COVID or get fired. Remember the stories about that? And so there's some journalists asking Christiana Care, they were very open about all of this. Well, how many people remained unvaccinated? And they, no answers from at WDEL radio, no answers from the News Journal. I don't see anywhere where they've answered yet. But let's pretend we're a patient. You're a patient. Say you have to go in the hospital. I'm curious. Would you care if an employee at a hospital is vaccinated for COVID-19 or not? The person who's going to be coming into your room with your lunch, the nurse that's coming in to check your temperature and hook you up to an IV or whatever. Do you care, or is it important to you or not important to you? Or do you care or not care if that person is vaccinated for COVID? I'm curious. Think about it from your point of view for a second. Maybe you think it's important. Yes, that's fine. Or maybe no. It's the last thing on my mind, actually. I was in a hospital for a procedure a month or so ago. No big deal. It's all good. But not even on my radar screen whether or not someone's vaccinated or not. Maybe that's my own naive thinking, but I'm just trying to tell you my answer. I'd like to know what your answer is. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just your opinion. Would you care if you were a patient if the people at the hospital are vaccinated or not? How do you see it as a patient? Okay, that's what I want to know from you. Let's just find out, which way the wind is blowing here. Delaware 104, because we hear about the hospital point of view and the employee point of view. What about a patient? Do the patients care? Hello, you're on Delaware 105.9. Maybe they do. We'll find out. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't ask. I wouldn't care.
And you wouldn't be worried that a nurse is maybe not vaccinated or something?
No, because then I don't understand how these people went from heroes to zeros in this short period of time. Several months ago, we were praising them how they did. If they went through this whole thing with COVID, handling COVID patients and everything without a vaccine, hey, and they don't want to take it, more power to them.
All right, 302-839-1059. As a patient at a hospital, how much do you care, if at all, that the employees are vaccinated? Hello. Let's go to line one. Good morning, Delaware 105.9. Hi.
Hey, Dan.
Hi there.
I just wanted to say whether or not a person is vaccinated in the hospital does not bother me in the least. I look at it as though if my time comes as a result of anything that's transpired, it's my time to go. And you know why? I look forward to going to a better place. I know how I've lived my life, and hopefully I would wind up in a better place than on this earth. So regardless, I wouldn't be scared. Whatever may come. And maybe that's a strange point of view to a lot of people, but that's genuinely how I feel.
And I want to know what you think. 302-839-1059. I'll have a little phone fest here on this. If you imagine yourself to be a patient at a hospital, is it important or not important? Do you care or not care if the workers there, nurses, etc., are vaccinated? Is it important to you as a patient? Hello.
Hello. It is not important at all to me as a patient.
It's not?
No. I was in the hospital in April of 2020 and surrounded by people, and I didn't care if they were sick then either.
So. Okay. Thank you. How about you? What do you think if you were a patient? How would you feel about it? Hello.
Good morning. Wouldn't bother me at all. Matter of fact, the vaccinated people are the ones that are carrying this variant more than unvaccinated. I personally believe that these variants actually grow into vaccinated.
And they might not know it. They might not even know it, right? They could be.
Yes, and the system, so they're saying unvaccinated are the ones to worry about. No, what happens is you get vaccinated. Now, please, some scientists say, and the germ comes into your body. Okay, it does fight it, the vaccination spike. But what happens is the germ says, ha, I want to get around this. I'm going to become a variant, whereas unvaccinated, it won't. So they're the ones spreading the new variants. Look up the Israel tests. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. He's not concerned. How about you? Good morning, Delaware 105. Now, it's not an opinion on whether you have been vaccinated or not. It's just, do you care if your hospital worker is? Hello.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm great. Good to hear you. What is your view of this?
My view is no. I would have no problem. I'm not going to ask. It's none of my business. They have their own medical privacy acts, too. So, no, I wouldn't care. I've been in the hospital more times than I care to mention. I've never asked any of the nurses or doctors when they come in if they were vaccinated for polio or measles or do they have AIDS or hepatitis B. So I really don't care if they've been vaccinated for coronavirus.
Thank you for that. Very interesting thought. What do you think as a patient? Hello.
Good morning, Dan. I couldn't care less. And what difference does it make when, you know, you can still get COVID, apparently, from a vaccinated person. So, I don't get it. I had to take my husband in for an outpatient procedure. And I'm telling you, what you had to do to get just into the office, and it was more intimidating than anything.
So, again, when you walk in and you're greeted by someone taking your temperature, and then you go in and a nurse checks you in and puts the checks the blood pressure and puts the IV in, and then somebody brings a lunch and two or three other nurses come in. All of these people, you don't care if they're vaccinated or not.
No, I don't care.
All right.
I wouldn't. I haven't been in the hospital, but I wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's what we're asking. Just a patient's perspective on all of this mandates on a hospital, okay? That's all. Delaware 1059, good morning. Curious about this. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Hi.
I don't care if people are vaccinated or not. When I go to the hospital, everybody's sick in the hospital. They're bringing in all kinds of ailments. What am I going to do, go around and interview everybody? And what if someone says they have not been vaccinated? What's it to you? What am I supposed to do? Get back in the ambulance and tell them to take me to a vaccinated hospital? Ridiculous. Okay. Go to the hospital. Take the risk. Live your life.
Thank you. This might be a special segment that hospital administrators would want to hear out of curiosity. This is like high-dollar public research being done here for free. Good morning, Delaware 1059. Hello.
Hello, Dan. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
I'm going to have to try or be on the side with everybody else. I would not bother me if my health care provider or hospital person is unvaccinated because what's the one saying you always get? You always hear, trust the science, believe the science. Well, the science is telling us vaccinated can carry it just as well as or and get it just as well as an unvaccinated person. So if that's the case, I mean, again, other than supposedly if you get it, you don't get the symptoms, you don't get it as bad. I mean, that's the only difference that I'm seeing, you know. So it doesn't if you're vaccinated, it doesn't mean you're less of a risk to transmit it to someone. You got the same odds. So
fascinating. Thank you very much for your thoughts and your belief. Next text. Read a couple of texts. Or we call first? All right. We'll do a call, then I'll read a few texts. On the Delmarva Allstate agent, Paul Sarnak. Talk or text line. Always going to the talk first. Hello, Delaware 1059.
Dan.
Hi.
I just want to say I had a heart procedure a month ago. I had to get tested for COVID before the procedure. I was vaccinated in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I tested negative.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Okay. How does that answer the question? I don't, that's not really the question, but thank you. I'm glad everything went all right. I hope it did. I'm I'm still confused on what your answer to this question is, though. Did you care if the people doing the procedure were vaccinated or not? The people that worked at the hospital, is that a concern of you, of yours as a patient or potential patient? Hello, Delaware 1059.
Hi, I'd actually rather an unvaccinated person who probably has the antibodies.
All right, so you'd rather them even not be vaccinated. Wow. All right, well, I don't know. It's a free and open exchange of idea and of opinions. Phone line is open here, 302-839-1059. Maybe you're a different opinion. You're welcome to call. Good morning, Delaware 1059. Hi.
Dan, I totally agree with you. I was in the hospital a couple times during this pandemic and one time before that, and I didn't think about vaccinations, and I wouldn't have thought that.
It didn't matter to you whether the nurse working on you had been vaccinated or not. You figure that's her decision.
Exactly. And my husband and I were listening to something yesterday from a town hall meeting in a DB hospital, and the president said that their responsibility was to make sure everybody was masked up and that they were not going to say that everyone had to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different to see how the different facilities are handling it all. Thank you very much. 839-1059 at 725. Let me get a couple of more comments in here. Here's someone who said, I would not care. I'm reading this. I would not care. I work two jobs and I have no clue who's been vaccinated or unvaccinated. I haven't been vaccinated and I haven't gotten COVID. Well, that's good news. Next text. No. Why would you? Is the answer no. Why would you care? Vaccinated people spread as well as unvaccinated, not to mention individuals have the right to decide what they want to put in their body when it comes to foreign substances. Thanks for your calls.